Proverbs 20, verse 18. Make plans by seeking advice. If you wage war, obtain guidance. As we begin a new year with its many challenges, the scripture cautions us to make plans by seeking advice. There is much wisdom in seeking human counsel, but many see wisdom in seeking the divine source of guidance. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 18, we read, "If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea." These words bear the mark of guidance that is more than human. This divine source of guidance was sought by Moses as he recognized the awesome task ahead of him to lead the children of Israel into the unknown. Your life ahead in this year may seem very much the same, full of unknowns. Moses was so intent on having this assurance of divine guidance that in speaking to God, he made a bold statement in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 15. "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us from this place." In today's world, we often rely too heavily on human guidance, but we are reminded by the scriptures that we need to make prayers, requests, and intercessions, and offer thanks for everyone, especially for persons in authority, so that we may live peaceable lives. This does not mean that we trivialize the social ills that face us, but God has set before us another solution. We must pray for each other, and especially for our leaders, and ask for divine guidance. The assurance of divine guidance brings peace, removes the fear of the unknown, and alleviates the burdens and cares of this life. The natural tendency to worry will be quelled when we are assured, like Moses, that God will personally lead us and give us rest. And lest we forget, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, even as God has commanded us to do. May I remind you that Keswick Convention starts this coming Sunday night with nightly meetings January 22 to January 29 at the usual venue, Boulevard Baptist Church, beginning each night at 7 p.m., and we invite your attendance. The main speaker is Reverend Dr. Rohan Ambersley, pastor of New Testament Church of God, Stirling Castle. Please join us next week.